I'm leaving in 6 weeks.
We're saying
keep it light,
disease-free and light.
Aaron,
I'll be here and you'll be there and we'll be long distance because I'm crazy about you.
I'm crazy about you too.
Is Aaron there, please?
I miss you already.
You need to be clear about what this relationship is.
Can you see other people?
I mean, he could be out there dry humping half of New York City right now.
Oh, that's scandalous.
Dry humping is no joke.
Okay, here's the deal. Real-life couple Drew Barrymore and Justin Long share the screen as two people dealing with a long-distance relationship. It has a formula of a romantic comedy, but Going the Distance tries to shake things up by adding in tons of profanity and a lot of raunchy humor, snagging an R rating. It's this R-rated content that makes the movie too juvenile for the rom-com crowd, and the film loses all of its sweetness. Poorly written, loosely plotted, and filled with rocky improvisation, Going the Distance doesn't make it out of the gate. Sure, Barrymore and Long might be good in real life, but we learn from films like Zhili, Shanghai Surprise, and The Marrying Man that real-life couples often make crappy films. Going the Distance gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.